Well, waiting patiently has been Professor Brian Cox. Here's the story. Several bowel cancer specialists have sent a letter to the New Zealand Medical Journal with concerns that patients in the National Bowel Screening Program could be getting misleading results. Brian Cox joins me now. Hello there.
Hello. Hello, Jesse.
Nice to chat to you today. Now, what led to you signing this letter along with a bunch of other specialists?
Well, the National Bowel Screening Program reports the result of blood in the feces or stool as positive or negative according to a cutoff that they use. And they've specifically said they wouldn't actually tell the people how much blood, if you like, was found. And so when someone gets a negative test, they would assume that there's no blood in their feces or in their stool. But that may not be the case. And so in many countries, the level of blood in the stool that would be reported as negative by the bowel screening program, in many other countries, that would, in Australia and Denmark, for example, they would be referred for colonoscopy. Now, New Zealand has the highest rates of bowel cancer in the world. The issue is that the law requires the every consumer has the right to the information regarding the result of their test, more than just the interpretation of the result as positive or negative by the ministry.
Are you concerned that the threshold is too high, that people are getting negative results when otherwise you think they should be getting a different sort of a message?
That's a different issue in the sense that there's always debate about what that cutoff could be in terms of what the colonoscopy services can cope with. However, the law states that the result should be provided to the participant, not the ministry's interpretation of the result as positive or negative. So then the person has the ability to make their own decisions about their health care, which is what the Code of Rights tries to encourage, autonomous decisions about for people regarding their own health care. And that is not, then they have some options as to what they do. The recommendation we suggest is not just giving them the result of the blood test. We'd expect the ministry to also explain why they were or were not referring someone through to colonoscopy and further investigation.
Not
if it's just a bland result.
Why would my judgment be better than that of a medical professional on that, though? Don't I just want to get the positive or negative result from somebody who knows better than me? What is the advantage to me looking at the results, the actual numbers, and making a determination as to whether I need to go see someone or not?
Well, you would at least know that there was blood in your stool and it wasn't negative. You would have the opportunity to discuss that with your general practitioner or make some decisions regarding some consultation as to what you would like or not like to do about it, whether that is in conflict with the ministry's recommendation, which would be associated with the result, is entirely a consumer's right to make such decisions and seek a second opinion if they feel appropriate. That's what the Code of Rights is set up for, because there have been major problems in the past in New Zealand where that basic requirement has failed and people have suffered terribly for it.
How have we ended up with this problem?
Well, about 15 years ago, the ministry were very keen to have people involved in cancer screening who had no previous experience. And there's been a lot of learning on the hoof, the basic issues are there, and people have come in and wanting to do a good job and working very hard to do that, but there's also a necessity to get the basics right. And one of the basics of cancer screening or any screening is reporting a result correctly to the person who's participating. That's a requirement.
You were a witness at the Gisborne Cervical Inquiry, and I believe the Code of Rights for Patients came out of that, is that right?
I'm not sure the code actually came out of it, but it certainly was strengthened in terms of its application. The Gisborne Inquiry was a situation where people were told that their cervical screening result was essentially negative, yet they had significant disease present, and some of those people suffered quite badly. They didn't have the opportunity to seek a second opinion about abnormalities that were present. They were just told that it was negative. So the same sort of issue arises here. And, for example, there's a concern that, you know, if you give the result, then a lot of people who really can't afford to go to private care to get a colonoscopy because they won't be able to get it in the public sector because the public sector would be closed up to those above a certain level. They won't be able, they'll be in some sort of quandary. But, in fact, there are places in New Zealand such as Canterbury where the Canterbury Charity Hospital actually provides a free colonoscopy service for someone who's denied colonoscopy at the public hospital. So it's not as simple as people make out. And also, in the end, people are allowed to make a judgment as to the relative value they think there is in having a further investigation in terms of whether they really feel they can afford to pay for something or consider it more important than something else they may spend their money on.
Might there be people listening today who've done the right thing and gone through bowel cancer screening, who then received a negative result, who you would be concerned might actually have had blood in their stools and might be the sorts of people who need a follow-up?
Yes. I think there are people that may well be in that situation, but they've been told their test is negative, and they therefore assume that there's been no blood in their stool. So in a way, the result has actually been denied to them. In the sense, they could, if they thought there was a problem, they could ask the screening program, and the screening program would give them the numerical result. But if you're getting a test that says it's negative, you're not likely to do that, are you?
What should they do? What should people do who have had a negative result in this test and want to find out what the deal is?
I think they can apply to the ministry to get the actual result, but there's no simple process that appears to be available to them for them to do so, which is a disappointment. The main problem is that the results that have been given thus far appear to not meet the legal requirements of the Code of Rights, in which case people who have had tests done actually should have the actual result sent to them now, and that's thousands of people, tens of thousands of people potentially, and the ministry have been in breach of the code, it would appear, since the program started. So there's a back issue that has to be dealt with as well. It's not a simple matter from now going forward.
You're calling for an overhaul of bowel cancer screening in New Zealand. What needs to happen, in short?
Well, I think in this particular issue, I do think there needs to be a change so that the actual result is actually supplied to the participant with an explanation of why they are or are not being referred for a free colonoscopy. That needs to be done straight away to comply with the Code of Rights. And then there's an issue about people who've already received results have been receiving results that say that it's negative. They need to have the results reissued with the actual numerical result so that they can know what the situation actually is.
Thanks for bringing this to our attention. Have you had a response from the people who you want a response from yet?
Well, no. It's to raise the issue because it's been sort of circling around in the background. The general practitioners really do sort of left in the lurch if they don't have the information of what the blood was found. Because if someone's got a strong family history or lives in the lower part of the South Island where the rates are 50% higher than the national average, and this is in a country with the highest bowel cancer rates in the world, surely the decisions for those people may well be different for a given level of blood in the stool.
Professor Brian Cox, really appreciate your time today. Thanks so much. Good luck.
Thank you. Bye.